EPOL. We are here. Some scenes here from the early mid 70s. It's summer. Young artist types are walking around nights in the old town, sitting there in restaurants, cafes and pubs. Four, three, four, five boys and girls in their early prime adulthood. 22 something, the oldest. Some girls, 17, 18, hanging out with the cool artist types, older guys. Yeah. You got Pio and Pia, or whatever her name will be, walking there. They both feel a little tired, so they, and they live not that far from each other, so they decide to take a walk through town. It's only 11 p.m. and the others are preparing for late night downtown. The wild Stockholm scene, nightlife. They continued up past the castle, royal castle, and and down towards the Kai. What's that? Gosh. Piet took his arm and they walked there like a couple. Although they were just friends. He didn't know if she wanted to take it further than that. But he felt that they kind of lived a bit in different worlds. It was nice walking here with a beautiful young model woman. She's talking joyfully. Innocent, but because of the innocence, prone to curious explorations sometimes in worlds where she shouldn't have been, with people she should not be with. This lady, she can take care of herself. Anyway, so they move around there, and this is what I wanted to bring in. But lots of this story happening at that time, I want to put quite a bit of it there. In that, and I was just at Hasselbach and sitting there by the fountain in one corner of the garden, and yes, here we are in this environment, Stockholm, summer, early mid 70s. And what you find yourself in the midst of here is a meeting between, a mix between, or youngsters. Young artists and writers. And thinkers. Who belong to that generation that had to break with the traditions. Theo, I've been very inspired by a book with that name. Up Yours with the Traditions or something like that. And but then, seeing how this sometimes led more into an uncultured and animalistic life, really, that didn't make anyone happy. They were looking back at the traditions, and they found themselves there among we could put it in presence just to try and see how that feels. And they find themselves here. With books under their arms and in their pockets. Sitting in this old, beautiful environment. Discussing the classical authors, Strindberg, Haydn, Stambol, whoever they are. Goethe. Rimbaud, Baudelaire. At the summit became a gimmick to attract the girls, the teenies who were out there flirting with cool artists who spoke mystical, intellectual, deep stuff. But we can show there in this environment and jumping a bit between writing mode and conceptual, sort it out later. Okay. That this is more of a for a director or whatever, or for the development of the environment and the characters, that we should really show that a beautiful environment that these people then are were moving around it within, which still exists mostly. And also how that history is there in those old buildings, how they sit there in bars and restaurants and places where the big authors were used to sit discussing their writings, and the artists with the paintings that you can now find at the National Museum and the libraries and bookstores still today. So it came from, and this is what we will show here, a culture. Of tradition, some of it stiff, stagnated, meaningless, just a social habit, but others preserving and containing wisdom. Life art, how to live, to be cultured, to be of good character, a person, respectable, actually learned and virtuous. Yes. By reading these authors, they learned, they entered that world. Which was not just a dead old world of bygone ages, but alive in those stories. Which were not just, well, some of them, fantasy stories. That brought you into a world. Which the authors invited you into. To experience it. And then decide, maybe I can live in that world now as well. And they were discussing virtues and vices and ethics and morality and religion and philosophy and science. Yes, in a wild speculative mix, often blurred further by drinking of alcohol, well, they picked it up from their parents, but often they overdid it. But now Pio and his friends, they were fed up about that as well. Stumbling around like idiots, wasting money on drinking. Fermented liquids. Anyway. So here they were, and they were looking for something, at least Pio was. And so were the people who made these buildings and sculptures and paintings and books.
Det här är ek. Den är faktiskt, vi får se den som håller sig här, men den var ju...
So, you know, we go from the teens, they're hanging out on crazy parties, just drinking your six-pack of beer, getting real good drunk, and having real good fun. Hanging out in these places. We just put it there as a backdrop, but something is changing. And during that, you find our pier down there in the dungeons. And he's getting a bit cynical, a bit bitter, arrogant, not a nice person. Yeah, to work on that. There are a few stories to be told in that environment.